Time now for the latest installment of our series, My Big Break, about career triumphs, big and small. Tuesday is the NBA's opening night, so who better to talk to than Tyrone Muggsy Bogues? Remember him? He's the 5'3" point guard who was the shortest player in NBA history. Muggsy Bogues was drafted by Washington back in 1987 when they were the Bullets. But he's best known for playing with the Charlotte Hornets alongside Alonzo Mourning and Larry Johnson. Bogues says he comes from a family of five-footers, so when he stopped growing as a kid, it was no surprise.
Five-footers, you're excellent. But my mom, she was the only one 4'11", you know. But everybody else, we was 5 feet. My sister, 5'1". My dad was 5'7", 5'8", if I give him that. Of course, I'm 5'3", so I always tell people I think my mom had me when I was 5'3". I don't remember ever growing. I was still little Tyrone, and I always got this negative feedback from the game of basketball, telling me you're wasting your time. What are you doing? You're too small. You'll never play basketball. You know, why were these people saying that? And I know I can play. I didn't get chosen. The guys that decide to pick their teams, you know, the game is being played, and we got to sit over and watch, and you get tired of just watching. So I found two milk crates that where we cut the bottom of the milk crates, and we went on the other side, and we tied the milk crates on each end of the fence. And we had our own milk crate basketball pickup game, and it was a good time because we could jump off the fence and dunk the basketball. You had to be creative in order to play, and I wanted to play. Very aggressive. I had to play that way because I was small, little kid that just was out there trying to create havoc, just trying to disrupt a lot of things. Then all of a sudden they were like, that little kid can play. Then they start, you know, including me in things, and you start fitting yourself in. All of a sudden, little Muggsy starting to get a little reputation in the neighborhood. When I was in high school, I was just fortunate enough to be on one of the best high schools they say was ever assembled. We was the number one team in the nation. People still didn't believe, well, he played in high school. He had success in high school, but it's a whole nother world when you get to college. No one would give him a major Division I scholarship. And, of course, that was answered. Wake Forest came knocking at the door, and I accepted that offer. Then it changed my life completely. Of course, you know, the first year, the commentators, why did they waste a four-year scholarship on a little kid that's only 5'3" who barely could see over a table? And all this negativity started coming from so many directions. And I told my assistant coach, Coach Nestor, at the time, that I'm done.
I wonder what size shoe he wears, about 3.5. They save money on him, though. He sleeps in a drawer of one of the guy's chests.
And we had the chance to play a national televised game against NC State. I had one of the brilliant games. Had 20 points, 10 assists, and from that moment on, I continued to keep building that reputation, and there was some great times back then.
Welcome to the 1987 NBA Draft.
The NBA Draft, 1987. I can't remember, it might have been a Friday night. I tell you, it was a miraculous day.
Let's see what David Stern has.
The Washington Bullets select Tyrone Bogues. Oh, great balls.
Felt like the whole world was lifted off your shoulders. You know, you felt like I have arrived.
Tyrone Bogues from Wake Forest, 5'3", 140 pounds, 22 years old. He is now the shortest player in the NBA.
All the naysayers, the people saying that you're never, why are you even thinking about it? A guy my size wanting to pursue a game that was supposed to be meant for, you know, the big guys. That was a special, special moment. That was my big break. That was my big break.
Retired NBA player Tyrone Muggsy Bogues. These days, he runs his youth outreach group, Always Believe, Inc., in Charlotte. You don't have to be the shortest player in the NBA to have a big break. Send us your story at mybigbreak@npr.org.